The Wintrust Business Lunch. This is John Williams. Producer Pete and I are here along with Terry Savage, the money lady, the syndicated financial columnist at terrysavage.com. Welcome back.
If I'm a little out of breath, I ran up from having coffee for the last half hour with your previous guest, Tom Dillon.
Yeah, the Medicare Solutions guy.
Yeah. I'm so impressed. Let me start off by saying everybody knows this or should. My brand is the Savage Truth. I have no clients. I make no paid endorsements. I don't sell anything at my website. My newsletter, you haven't gotten it in a while because I've been so busy. I'm going to send one out on Medicare open enrollment. It's free. No ads, no anything. I'm just very blessed to be able to reach this stage, having eaten my own cooking along the way, and be able to do this. So it's very hard to impress me, and I don't make endorsements lightly. You know that without reservation, I would say, Ray Kaplan, if you've got a student loan problem, of course there's a fee. How do you think she does that service? But listen, if you can wipe out a lifetime of future payments and have minimal payments for 10 or 20 years,
yeah,
that's great. Carrie Peck, without question, you need an estate plan. Other than that, WealthRamp. So there's so many good financial advisors and so many bad ones. So I let Pam Kruger at WealthRamp, my friend now, help you with that. Okay, I am blown away by Tom Dillon. He should be charging a fee. If I were his business advisor, I'd say, you have to charge everybody you talk to $100 because it'll be worth it. He is, we just seem to agree on just about everything.
Well, I know that you are, I know that you're not a big fan of Advantage plans, and he completely understood that reservation.
He said 70% of his stuff was traditional Medicare and supplements. Some people can't afford it, but what I like is he makes it.
I think he said 85.
It was 85, right. Yeah. It makes it clear to them that while it looks good now, which is all I've been trying to say, you see, this my rant on Advantage plans, which began not even last year, but the year before, and you can go back at Terry's. Here's news. At terrysavage.com, I put up a red highlighted box on the homepage. Click on that, and you get links to a lot of my Medicare stuff, the podcast I did with Phil Moeller and our friends Talk Money, my most recent column, the column from last year, The Disadvantages of Advantage, last week's radio show, and this one will go in there. The thing is, for a long time, Medicare Advantage plans were being sold by these sweet young gals. Do you know you may be eligible to cut back your premiums and get free dental and hearing and maybe even more in your Social Security check? Just listen to our conversation. And then people were swept into these not understanding the limitations and restrictions and complications if you get sick. So that's why I've been on this rant against blindly going into Medicare Advantage. If it's your only choice because you can't afford anything else, God bless you. That's what you have to do.
You know, speaking of experts that we put on the radio, and you would be foremost among them, but you referenced Ray Kaplan, and I tease her. I say, you're such a show-off. But every now and then, Ray will send me a text screen grab that will include the letter that one of her clients are going to get. And this one, with all of the personal information blocked out, shows $221,000 of forgiveness because somebody's disability application was approved. If you're disabled, you can get out of your student loan. I'm not exactly sure how.
I sent that person to her. They wrote me.
They got 100% forgiveness, $221,000 in student debt gone.
Right. Look, so here's the
problem. I wouldn't know how to do that.
I kind of adopted Ray. She wouldn't be upset to hear me say this about 2 years ago when we first met. I introduced her to my guys, Fortress, who did her website, did my website. I think there are some people that are have this core of integrity and provide such a great service. And now I will add Tom Dillon of JT Medicare to that list. I don't know if you want to do this before the commercial break, but I tried to follow my own advice a couple of days ago about Medicare drugs, and I had the weirdest experience ever.
You want the G plan. That stands good.
That's supplement.
Oh, sorry.
That's your supplement. Okay, yeah. Let's back up.
Right. I'm gonna, okay,
anybody,
wait,
give me a second. 1 minute, 30 seconds. Anybody who wonders what did they walk into here? This is Medicare open enrollment from October 15th through December 7th. There have been significant changes this year in the drug plans. So even if you loved your plan last year, you're going to have to follow the discussion we have coming up to learn how to get and reevaluate your next year's drug plan starting in January. If this doesn't apply to you because you're younger, we love that we have a young audience. It applies to your parents. And the cost can be substantial, as I will tell you when I tell you what happened to me.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. So what's this story about you not following your own advice?
No. I was trying to follow my own advice. Let's just do this little bit more in this segment about Medicare open enrollment. And then I know people have questions about everything from mortgages to the market.
Yeah, we
so
got
forth.
Those too.
Okay. So... But this illustrates the point I've been trying to make, but in a very personal way. What I have said is that because this year there's a $2,000 cap on drug out-of-pocket costs, the plans, whether they're inside your Advantage plan or the standalone Part D plans, have been juggling the drugs around and the coverages around. And even though you loved your plan last year and you always want to go to Walgreens or CVS or whatever, you must go through at Medicare.gov and compare the plans for 2025. They just put them up last week. So being a good girl and following my advice, and because now I take two little drugs, which are no big deal, and I looked at my, it says last year your plan was X. And I was very happy, and I paid after $41 a month for a premium, and there was whatever it was. So it says, now do you want to compare 2025 plans? And I said, yes. So they start with my plan for the same one for 2025. And I see the premium per month and the total out-of-pocket drug cost is going to be $494. It did not explain, by the way, that these are tier one generics and therefore there is no deductible. It just said the plan deductible is $580 or something like that. How could that be? Let me go down and see the next one. The next one, as I scroll down, says... you will have zero premium. Well, that attracted my attention. And you will have zero drug costs. And your deductible is $590. And I went, I don't get this. About the same time, and there's a post on my blog. If you go at terrysavage.com, someone posted a very similar question. And I did some research and answered it there, which I'm going to tell you now. It's one of the top questions under my Ask Terry about Medicare Part D plans. Number one, I didn't know that Tier 1 and Tier 2, most drugs, don't have a deductible. So you don't have to worry about it unless you're taking more expensive drugs. What I also didn't realize is that if you are taking more expensive drugs, they're moving them up into tier 3 and 4, and that's where you wind up having a lot of out-of-pocket costs and deductibles. But for my little thing, I thought, is it possible that I could get these same two pills and not pay anything all year long? I called, because I didn't know Tom Dillon at that moment, I called what I always tell you to do, shiphelp.org is the website, SHIP, State Health Insurance Program, Help, S-H-I-P, help.org. And I connected with one of their counselors. And I said, this is going to be interesting. I have a very important drug question to ask you, but let me tell you who I am. And I said, I'm Terry Savage. And he said, you're the Terry Savage? I said, yes. And I have to admit, I'm confused. Is it possible that I could get all my drugs for free this year? And he said, yes. Now, I was so unsure if that was correct that when I sat down with Tom Dillon and had coffee just now, I said, by the way, let me ask you this question. He said, yes, because of the way this works out, generic drugs in tier one have no deductible. And what's the drawback of having a zero premium, zero payment for my two drugs? If you get prescribed something next February or March in the middle of 2025, you have such a restrictive plan that's basically limited to your two drugs that you're going to wind up paying out of pocket. That's what the ship guy said to me. And I said, well, but the most I could pay is $2,000. He said, yeah. I said, that's a bet I'll take. Folks, if you just got lost in this, believe me, I've been writing, reading, and studying it. I was astounded. You need to go over your Medicare Part D drug plan. I asked Tom, I said, are you alone doing this? He said, I have two assistants, but I have people, I look over their shoulder because this is very complex stuff. I said, it's three-dimensional chess. What if your drug is a, you can't take the generic and it's a more expensive one? I said, do you go get a good RX? And he said, yes. That's when I look at it and say, maybe instead of trying to get a plan that covers this, I can find it for you cheaper on good RX. We'll get a plan that only covers these three drugs. This is quantum computing.
So you got to know which ones would be on good RX.
You have to know your pharmacy, what drug is covered, what the whole thing is all about, and then would you maybe take a plan that didn't have those two drugs in it and not worry about it paying for it out of pocket because you could get it cheaper with a good RX card. That's what he does. I'm going to give you his toll-free number again. Don't log it as a commercial. I'm logging it as call now before he gets jammed. As he pointed out to me, you know, there's going to be an election. Then there's going to, and this ends December 7th. So 800-227-1012. 800-227-1012. I said to him, turn on the radio. He's in the car driving back to his office. I said, I'm going to tell people to call you if you think you don't get it. But I know you can do it. If it's pretty simple, you can go to Medicare.gov. Create your own My Medicare account. It carries your drugs over from year to year. Then you say, no, I added this, or I'm not taking that. You click, you can compare. But I want you to know, as I found out, you can get a zero cost, zero premium if you're only taking a couple little generic drugs. And it's weird.
I'm glad that the Congress at least was able to do that. In this day and age, the Congress came up with a plan that would cap drug costs of $2,000 and insulin is $35.
For Medicare, as you pointed out in the last half hour.
Wintrust Business Lunch, 312-981-7200. Terry Savage, the money lady, is here. We've been talking about Medicare and other things. We'll talk about some other things now, too. Although, hey, Terry, I won't be 65 until February. Do I sign up for Medicare now?
You don't have to sign up for Medicare. First of all, yes, you will sign up for it. You'll sign up in January, presuming you're not still working and covered by insurance at work. If you have comparable insurance at work, you don't need to sign up for Medicare. And in fact, even if you sign up for the free Part A, if you have a health savings account at work, you can no longer contribute it to it. But presuming you have no other insurance, you contact them the month before and let them know your birthday. I'm going to start over again. You want to sign up, if you can afford it, for traditional Medicare, not the Advantage plan, Part A and Part B, and they will take Part B out of your Social Security check if you are getting Social Security. But if you're waiting, like a smart person, till age 67 or 70 to collect Social Security, you'll just make an automatic debit deduction for your Medicare Part B premium. And that point, you will sign up for immediately for a supplement in Part D. But no, if you're not 65, you'll wait until February when you're 65.
But when you do turn 65, and if you're still on company insurance, then you don't need to sign up for Part B, correct?
You do not need to sign up for any part of Medicare. Sometimes people will say, well, sign up for Part A. It's free. Why don't you just sign up for it? But, and that's fine, unless you have a health savings account,
right?
Once you sign up for Part A, you can no longer contribute that year to your, or anymore to your health savings
account. If your Part D plan, does not cover a drug you need, does that new $2,000 out-of-pocket max still apply?
So this is what's really interesting. Medicare plans are required to cover drugs or their generic substitutes. But what we know is that some people cannot take generics because although, I'm going to sound like a formulary, although the active ingredient is the same, what they use to compound it with, the other junk in it, said Terry, is you're allergic to or you don't tolerate. Then you can request an exception to the drug formulary and they could be forced to grant you the name brand drug, not the generic. But we are about to see that they are moving the more expensive drugs up into the top tier with bigger copays, bigger deductibles, so more people will be paying that $2,000. And that will mean your premium is going to be very expensive. And that is why when we were talking about evaluating these plans, you might decide to get them, if you have just one expensive drug, to see, well, maybe GoodRx can give it to me for cash for less than the increase in my monthly premium and the copayment and deductible. Yes, that's complicated, but that's what you have to go through. It's a triage. What drugs do I take? What pharmacies are included in this plan? And would I maybe be better off, since they've bumped me up into this top tier with higher copays and a high deductible, maybe I'd be better off just getting a pharmacy plan, a private one, a good RX card, for example, and just paying cash for that.
Please ask Terry. I'm invested in the guaranteed fund in our investment options, but I've never really understood it. Right now, it is paying between 3 and 4% for the year. Should I move more money into that?
Okay, let me rewind the tape here. We're talking about a 401k plan or 403b plan, and most of those plans do not have a money market option in the plan because these plans are set up for people who are working and contributing and have the opportunity for long-term tax-deferred
growth. That's the guaranteed fund option.
Okay, so they'll have the growth fund, the international fund, the balance fund, the target date fund, for example, that kind of thing. Those are your options inside the typical 401k, 403b plan. Some plans have something called a guaranteed fund. I don't want to split hairs. It's typically in a kind of an insurance contract. And they guarantee you a rate that's above what you would get typically on a money market account. Mm-hmm. So this is your safe place within the plan. You're still working. You're getting older. The market's now within 800 points of all-time highs. And you're thinking, I'm getting closer to retirement. I don't want to lose money. I don't care if I'm going to make 10, 12, 16%. I just want to lose 10, 12, 16%. So I will fortunately, you have this alternative. You don't want to move all your money in there, but you want to move some into that guaranteed plan, which where you will not lose principal and you'll get a little bit of guaranteed interest.
Please ask, should I move money into it?
So that depends on your age, your stage, right. How close you are to retirement. It does cost you nothing to move. You started out putting like $72,000 over the last years into the stock fund. It's now worth $297,000. This is the point where maybe you say, I'll take $50,000 and move it into the guaranteed fund. It's like going to Las Vegas and taking some chips off the table.
Exactly. So put the money in there that you would be happy if it didn't earn 10% because you'll get 3.
And you'll know you won't lose any.
Please ask Terry about 3-year fixed annuities with 10% per year liquidity with no penalty.
It all depends on the terms of the annuity. And I really am hesitant to give an answer to a question without knowing. The devil's always in the details. So if you have an annuity question, I just mentioned earlier, there are people that I trust completely. I only give out their names, but you can use my name or not when you contact them. I would go to stantheannuityman.com and book a free consultation, show them what they're offering you. My experience is that the headlines in those annuity products always mask something that is troubling.
Before we go to the phone calls, here's another text. If I have Blue Cross Blue Shield, do I need to contact Medicare?
If you have an Advantage plan with Blue Cross Blue Shield, you should check to see how your drugs will be covered in the year ahead. Probably you won't have to change, but they may have dropped one of the drugs out of your plan.
Yeah.
So that's why even if you have an Advantage plan, you should ask about the coverage for 2025 of the drugs you are taking.
What if this is a working person who just happens to have Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance?
I didn't think that doesn't apply. You don't have a drug plan unless you're on Medicare.
What if you are an employed person and you're on Blue Cross Blue Shield, how are those people paying for their drugs? They're not on Medicare, right?
It depends on the plan, if their plan covers.
Okay, so do they need, and I presume this person is, I think that, here's what I'm reading to this question. Answer this even if it's not what they intended. It's what you answered maybe just a moment ago. If I'm employed, I'm on a company insurance plan like Blue Cross, do I need to contact Medicare?
Not if you're not part of Medicare, signed up for Part A and Part B or an Advantage plan. If you're just working, you hope you work for a company that has some kind of prescription drug coverage as part of its employee benefit plan.
Let's pick up a couple of phone lines for Terry. This is Steve. You're on WGN. Steve, how can we help you?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. And Terry, thank you for your generosity with your time. My wife and I are both in our 60s and retired. Neither one of us are taking Social Security yet. We have about seven figures in the market. And as you know, it's been a really good market this year. My met with our Fidelity guy this week, and he suggests, because we're looking for income streams, add a guaranteed instant annuity to put $100,000 to $200,000 into that to start getting some income before we take Social Security. But like you've kind of intimated, I'm kind of hesitant about annuities that, while I'll have a guaranteed income for the rest of my life of maybe $1,200, $1,500 a month, I worry about putting that much on the table, locking it up for such a long time, and not enjoying a bull market. Your thoughts, please?
Yeah, well, that's a balancing act. Look, if you give in your, let's say you're 64 or something, 65, not taking Social Security and hoping to wait till you're 70, good plan. You give an insurance company $100,000 right now based on your age and your gender, and they will tell you, we'll give you X dollars a month for life, which could look pretty good right now. But think about this. At only 3% inflation, the spending power of that check will be cut in half in 25 years. 65, 75, 85, by the time you're 90. No, because when you get an immediate annuity, that's it. Your $312 a month, whatever, how much ever they offer you based on what you put in there, $650, which sounds like, oh, that'd be great. Well, as you get older, It doesn't change. It doesn't keep up. The only annuity you have that it gets adjusted for inflation is your monthly Social Security check gets adjusted every year for inflation.
But it sounds like this is tiding him over until some of his other assets come in.
Here's the problem. And this is like asking a doctor, oh, my temperature's normal. I don't know what my blood pressure is. What should I do? But let me just say this. I'm not so sure that you want to buy, and if that's what they're trying to sell you, an immediate annuity now with a check a month for life that's fixed, because you're pretty young and you could live well into your 80s, early 90s, and the buying power of that fixed check would be low. I would give you as an alternative that you could start taking, you don't have to wait till your required distributions, you could start taking money out once you retire of your 401k, a little bit every month, enough so that you don't have to take Social Security till you're 70, because then you get the maximum base check and you get a much higher base check, the maximum at age 70, and that's a base for all future inflation adjustments. However, let me say, as I've said many times, this all depends on your personal circumstances. I told you about the people I respect and whose names I will give you freely without any compensation, but you need a fee-only fiduciary advisor who is going to look not just at your investments, so no dig against Fidelity, but they're not advising you about your retirement income. I mean, they could show you how to get income, but they're not looking at your whole big picture. You need a fee-only fiduciary advisor to do that. The only way I know you could be connected with one who you could trust is go to WealthRamp, WealthRamp.com. Go look at TerrySavage.com on the top right. Among all those boxes says find your fiduciary advisor.
Yeah. But the idea that you suggested is that rather than drawing income from a few $100,000 that you put into the annuity and it's kicking out with depreciating returns over the years, you rather just take monthly installments right out of your 401k.
Instead of locking your money
There's your income for life.
Just do a judicious withdrawal that'll tide you over. Everybody's saying, oh my gosh, I'll have $3,500, let's say, monthly. Oh my goodness, I want to take Social Security now. No, just take maybe $2,500, discipline yourself as a withdrawal, pay the taxes on it, and then and wait to take Social Security till
70. Steve, I hope that helps. We'll get more questions answered from Terry Savage after we get more business news with Dave Schwann.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Two businesses that closed their doors will reopen soon. Bed Bath & Beyond, which closed last year, will open physical stores again in collaboration with Overstock and the Container Store. Also, Toys R Us will open a new store store at the Harlem Irving Plaza Mall in Norridge this Saturday. It'll feature the company's mascot, Jeffrey the Giraffe. Target says they're cutting prices on over 2,000 items ahead of the holiday season. Some prices on home goods, beauty products, food, and toys have already been cut. Those reductions have brought an uptick in consumer spending after a string of bad quarters for Target. Honda is recalling about 780,000 vehicles due to a potential fire risk. It affects Honda Accords, CR-V hybrids, and Honda Civics for model years 2023 through 2025. That's your Wintrust Business Minute. I'm Dave Schwann.
Here's the business of food with Steve Alexander.
Yeah, thank you. And Mr. Johnny Lee is helping us out today.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places.
What that has to do with the business of food, we will find out after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There's never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Well, not only are there a lot of trucks and tractors and combines on the road right now during harvest season, it is also mating season for deer. Those guys are looking for love in all the wrong places, especially if they have to cross a road to get to that place. And while the deer have the urge to merge, state traffic experts encourage you to avoid the urge to swerve.
In other words, don't veer for the deer.
That's Maria Castaneda of the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Because what could happen is if you swerve into another lane, you could hit another driver, or you could swerve so much that you could propel yourself off the road and into a ditch.
And if you can be thinking quickly enough when a deer jumps in front of your car,
you want to try your best to have the vehicle glance off the deer. In other words, you just slightly turn your wheel, but you don't want to head into the opposite lane.
There are lots of deer in and around Chicago. In fact, Cook County is number one in the state in the number of deer crashes.
There's a good portion of Cook County that does have a lot of deer population. So people in those areas really need to be a little extra cautious this time of year.
Last year, there were more than 14,000 crashes involving deer in Illinois. Of those, 663 people were injured, and 7 of the crashes resulted in driver or passenger fatalities. And for the deer, the crashes are very often fatal, and that's where the business of food comes in. Can that venison find its way into our freezers?
Yes.
Captain Joshua Moy oversees the Illinois Conservation Police in Chicago.
That deer can be collected by Illinois residents, just the same as you would a normal deer if you were to go deer hunting. It doesn't have to be the person involved in the accident. However, the person that's involved in the accident does have what we commonly refer to as first right of refusal.
And the Illinois Department of Natural Resources has a whole webpage dedicated to whether that deer meat can wind up on your table. On the food calendar, it's National Boston Cream Pie Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.
Terry, we've got about 2 minutes left.
Oh, let me play off that commercial on having meet Matt Tom Dillon. You know that all those calls you get?
Yeah.
And the late night commercials, those are all paid for by these companies that provide Advantage programs. They provide a commission, the same for everybody. The commissions on Advantage programs are about twice as much on supplements. That's why they're all out there selling them to you. You want to get some independent, unbiased advice. And particularly, you want to deal with your drug plan. By the way, I just checked my emails. Thank you, Donna, for writing in. Don't forget to tell people there are other ways to get drugs. I have two expensive drugs and contacted the companies and found grants to pay for them. One application took 5 minutes and I was given $2,500 for Repatha. So if you find out that your drug plan is going to be too expensive, or you have a drug that is you can't take the generic, you absolutely can and should contact the drug company. They have all kinds of plans.
I shouldn't read this to you, but I will.
Uh-oh. Hey,
Terry, post-election impact, any changes to the market depending on who wins?
This is going to be very interesting. First of all, I don't think we will know who wins for quite a while. It's just too complex this year. There will be too many challenges and so forth. So I think what you're seeing is the market now, gosh, we are at all-time highs, pretty much just within the last few days we've backed off. I want to leave you with this thought. No matter who wins, and no matter how much they are both, and they are both, you know, it reminds me of those parade floats where they throw candy off the float to the crowd.
It's called the Oprah Winfrey part
of
the campaign.
You get a car. That's what's going on now. Someone, whoever is the eventual winner, is going to have to deal with how do we pay, forget for all this new stuff we promised you, no tax on tips, no tax on this, no tax on that, or you get a free $6,000 for having a baby, whatever it is. Not somebody's going to have to deal with the fact we have a $35 trillion national debt. Interest on the national debt is now the second largest expense outside of Social Security.
Boring.
We're borrowing money like crazy. That's why rates remain high in the long end. The 10-year Treasury now back up to about 4.25%, up about 75 basis points since the Fed made its big cut.
This is the worst campaign speech I've ever heard.
Yeah, the end of this campaign speech is somebody's going to have to pay. History says economies, going back to the Roman Empire, when they clipped the corners of their coins, they pay by devaluing the currency, which is inflation, no matter who wins. So keep that in mind, because somebody's going to have a very difficult problem to deal with.
Good to see you, Terry. Thanks for helping us out today.
See you next week.
That's TerrySavage.com, the syndicated financial columnist, the money lady, joins us on Wednesdays on the Wintrust Business Lunch.